you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
That's me.
Oh, it's coming in hot.
Yeah, feeling good.
Two very funny guests on the show today. I'm very excited about two Anthonys, actually. One is one third of the Rad Dude cast. It is Anthony DeVito. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Thank you so much for coming on.
For sure.
The other one is Anthony Zenhauser, host of the Creepy Corner podcast. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you guys?
Doing good.
Yeah,
sounds good. Everyone sounds enthralled.
Well, I think later on as the night goes, I just get tired. I don't know if that's what happens with everybody else as well. I am excited, but my body will only allow for so much. Do you know
how old are you now?
What's up?
How old are you now?
I'm 22. So,
well,
the tires start to fall off, Maddie. I've been in several wars and it's kind of aged me, but you know, they were good causes.
I think the podcast will energize you as we go on.
I'm into it. I feel great now, to be honest.
Okay. So usually before we get into the regular segments, I've been trying to start off the show with, by the way, I think my computer is bugged. This isn't the question I was going to ask, but something weird keeps happening where there's a flash of something on my screen for the length of one frame, but it takes up the whole screen for a second. I think maybe someone is tapping into my camera. I think something is happening. Is that a sign of that?
They're trying to fucking, like in Fight Club, when they would flash the image real quick, they'd
put
the snippet into the movie reel. They're trying to like, what do you call it? Like get into your subconscious with something.
They're trying to hypnotize me.
Do you know, do you have any idea what it was?
No, it was just like, I saw the color red.
Is there anything in particular? Huh, that's weird, actually. Kind of very actually weird. For later,
just be
maybe,
dying.
Shannon.
Very true.
This could be just a medical thing that has nothing to do with your computer.
Okay, I'm having a mental break on the show. Okay, so aside from that, I saw something pop up on, I think it was maybe the Bonfire fan group on Facebook that came up. And so I decided to look it up. And it was a list of the sexiest US accents. And whatever, and I'm assuming that there are thousands of these lists and every list has them in a different order. Because when I started Googling it, I found everything except what they said in the chat group. And in the chat group, they said that number one was Philly. Which is very hard. It's very hard to grasp that Philly is the sexiest accent. So I decided to look it up and I found a couple of different lists, but most of them come in about the same and none of them have Philly as first. But before I get into the list, I'm curious of your guys' opinion. What to you is the sexiest accent on a guy and on a girl? Whoever wants to jump in.
It's got to be either, I feel like Australian comes to mind right away.
U.S. accent.
Oh, so, okay. So it is like,
I guess, yeah, Southern, right? I didn't want to mess it up.
I was thinking of ourselves like a melting pot of all the languages. But
she's like, what's your sexiest accent? You're like, 11.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
That's Maddie's role on the show is to make the guests never look down. So you guys know that.
Yeah, I just go in my own little world sometimes. Southern belle, I guess would be it, right?
Do you think it's the same for a guy?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, Southern all the way.
Why don't you? Yeah, you go first, please.
The technology is amazing. I think that. Because the Southern accent sounds as literary as you can get closer to the British accent. Like it just kind of has like a romance feel about it. So I feel like it's better for people to hear on their ears. Like I think Northeast and Midwest is very sharp and like pointy at you. Yeah. Yeah. Like that, you know, that's not sexy or any sort of like it's like jabbing, but in the South, especially Georgia, they got that like Southern drawl. It was like, I want to take off your panties. That's hot.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like Foghorn Leghorn.
I was just thinking of it. I was just going to say, no one did it for me like Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, nobody like old Foggy. I like an old New York Jew, like a Fran Lebowitz. That's my favorite. Just like a real, like a hammer that sounds like it's beating against your head repeatedly. But yeah, all honesty, I think Anthony is right. There's like a delicateness to a Southern voice that especially like, I grew up in Jersey, like where it's like, I wasn't around any women who remotely even sound like that. So that for women. Now for men, well, this is going to be tricky. I don't know. I guess, maybe a old time New England accent. I have no idea.
Like a Fred transatlantic thing at cemetery.
yeah. You know, however, like sometimes John Hancock.
That is better. Like Andy Dufresne.
Yeah, maybe some kind
of. For me, it's the Texas accent. It's the women want that, ma'am. That
oh, I see. Yeah,
like you know,
good.
Like your Samuel
Elliott. That's what I was going to say.
Right.
I'm sorry, Shannon.
No, that's okay. Please, no. But that was going to be my answer. For me personally, is I do enjoy that. When I first got into my 30s, I did not enjoy being called ma'am by anybody because it would be when I was working at a bar with kids in their 20s and they'd be like, excuse me, ma'am. And I'm like, how dare you? But now I've settled into it and now I appreciate it as long as it's not being done in a derogatory tone. But the Southern ma'am is cute. But aside from that, to me, though, growing up in Brooklyn, when I hear, even though I don't think to other people it's sexy, but to me, it's comforting to hear a fellow like New Yorker accent. For a girl, though, I get what you guys are saying, that it's like sexy for a chick to have a Southern drawl. But now I'm going to give you what this list that I found. They're mostly the same. The one I just clicked on is Big 7 Travel, but most of the ones are the same from 2020. And I'll do the top five. So the fifth is Chicago, which I want to throw up because I think that is the worst of all the U.S. accents.
It's such a fun one, though. I mean, I know it sounds terrible. There's nothing attractive about it, but it makes whoever is saying it, they just immediately sound like a cop. So I don't know. I always find it fun.
That's true. I guess it's an easier one to do. Fourth is Alabama.
All right.
Yeah.
Third is Bostonian.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
No, these are garbage accents.
It is.
Yeah. When you think like Boston accent, like I automatically just get cold. You know, I feel like, ugh.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if it's though because people associate it with certain things and they're thinking of Ben Affleck and what's his face from Good Will Hunting. They're thinking of them and then they they're associating them with, you know, being sexy. And then so therefore the accent being sexy, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Those are stupid people. That's what that is.
And number one is
call my mother. Dumb again.
Texan is number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't realize they're getting so specific.
I think howdy, Texas, they're so polite. Yeah. Howdy, ma'am. Howdy.
Yeah. Howdy, partner. And for a girl, I mean, I have no idea what women want, but for a girl, I think it like that's a real man. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Well, shucks, I got so much tobacco on me spurs, I can barely hear my horse talk to me in backwards language.
It's making me hot.
Sounds like he always has, like, you'll always be in the control of a situation. Like, there's an emergency on the bus.
Yes.
I got, you know, everyone take her easy.
Take her easy.
I got this.
My daddy was a spoke.
I think you nailed it. I'll call you guys by your last names. I apologize just so there's no confusion. But Zenhauser, I think that you nailed it because that is everything that I am looking for in a guy. Just somebody that has control over any situation. And that is exactly it. So there you go, everybody out there.
There you go.
Also, by the way, side note, I mentioned last week on the show, we were talking about things that like trigger you sexually, like a smell or, you know, a sound that you hear that like immediately turns you on, regardless of what the person looks like. And I was talking about a cologne, one particular cologne, but I wouldn't say what the name of it is. So I'm going to continue to not say it. You guys can keep DMing me, but I'm not going to tell you. If we get 50 new reviews before next month on iTunes, I will reveal the name of the cologne. Wow. So right now, leave a rating and review on iTunes, and that's the big prize that you're going to get.
It's a bargain at any price.
It's a huge prize. And the at the end of this episode, we're going to actually give out a piece of merch to two reviewers, because I haven't done that in a while. So we'll do that at the end of the episode. Now we're going to get into the segments. And the first question that we like to ask new guests coming on the show is to tell a story about your worst date experience or weirdest sexual experience, meaning something went terribly wrong. We'll start with you, Zenhauser. You can choose which story you want to tell.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. I can talk to you about the first time I ever had sex.
Perfect.
And that was, I mean, I don't think anyone's ever had this experience. So, you know, I was a late bloomer. Big surprise, you know. I didn't get laid till I was 21. So I met this lady up in college when I used to go up there, upstate in Syracuse, and we went on a couple of dates, and she was nice and stuff. She's like, you know, you should come back to my place. I said, you know, I all right, sure, let's go. And she's like, I got the place to myself tonight. I have a son, but he's not here, you know. So this lady
was she a college student?
No, not at all. She was a townie that I met in town, and she was of questionable age. I mean, I thought she was like maybe when you're 19, everybody's in their 60s, you know? So yeah. She had to be like maybe in her 40s, all right, 40 years old or something. But she just, for some reason, I'm a virgin, so not so picky, right? So I hang out with this chick. She's like, I got the place to myself. She's like, but my son is home. I said, okay, no problem. How old is he? He's 18. He minds his own business. I said, okay, that's fine. So I get to her trailer, and we go inside, and her son is sitting on the couch, and he's, I guess the word I'm looking for is mentally retarded. This kid is a full drooly Mongolian of a person.
He's a bird brain.
Just a total, like, if you say that's retarded, that's retarded. That's,
you haven't gone far enough with this kid?
Right. Yeah, you still have some slack. So I'm like, okay, so what, does he go to bed or something? So she's like, no, he doesn't care. You know, we can just make out in front of him. I'm like, again, 19-year-old Anthony is a virgin is like, great idea. So, you know,
also, you're like the same age.
Yeah. Well, at this point, who's the most retarded? That's what I want you to figure out. So I'm making out with her, blah, 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 blah. So she says, all right, so let's go to my room. I said, okay, we go into her bedroom. We start making out. All of a sudden, I hear, I just hear screaming, and I hear pounding on the walls. And I'm like, is he okay? She's like, yeah, he always does that. No big deal. No. I'm like, always? Does? Like, this always happens to you? First of all, secondly, that always happens?
Does he ever get out?
And he just wouldn't stop. So I can't perform. It's not going to work. So I just start getting up and I'm leaving. And as I'm leaving, I feel like this kid now in my head, I'm paranoid. Like, all right, maybe this is like some Bonnie and Clyde crime thing where it's like, he's Kaiser Sose-ing me to thinking he's retarded, but now he's going to come out with like a cleaver and just start like hacking me to death. So I pretty much just ran out of there, and wow, I never saw her again. Yeah. It was kind of a crazy, weird situation. I can't perform in front of retarded people. That's what I learned out of it.
That's fair.
So you said, though, that this was the first time you ever had sex. Was there actual penetration that ever happened?
For like a hot minute. I call it technical on that one. I mean, it was – I definitely had penetration, but that's when all the hullabaloo started. And it was time to get – I just had to get out of there as fast as possible.
I mean, I think those are good moments to learn that's not what turns you on. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I this is a crazy thing, but anytime like I ever pass by like a dead bird on the street and I don't get an erection, I'm like, what a victory this has been of a day. So yeah, I always think those are like gifts in a way.
Yeah. Thank God that's not my thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, mm-hmm. what a subspecies of community I'll have to join. You know, like, it's like, I already have enough on my plate that I have to go to these like dead bird meetings and stuff like that.
Looking for
some
dead
days
bird
are better
porn.
Than others, you know?
Yeah,
walk
right.
By
yeah,
one day.
Yeah. I'm just in an area with like a lot of glass and a lot of birds around. Like, they tend to fall around here. I just like this spot. That's super interesting, man. That your thought process is like fascinating to me, that you thought it was going to be a like your first thought is a Kaiser Soze situation. I just love
that. I got real paranoid.
So it ended up being that 3 more years until you actually had sex.
What?
Because you said 21, right? This is 19.
No, I was in college, but I was like my last year.
Okay.
So I was 20. I was just turning 21.
Got it. So right. It was shortly after this that you had for real sex.
Right.
Okay.
This is like, you know, I this is the first sexual real like penetration kind of real sex I had. It wasn't like a sweetheart at home. You know, there wasn't any like prom night for me. You know what I mean? Like this was a 55-year-old woman in a trailer park with her retarded son banging on the walls.
So what warmed you up? After this, you can make it through anything else.
It's like the Great Depression of sex. I am the greatest generation.
The next time you had sex, I was wondering like if you checked for, you know what I mean? Because that
it's like I'm like a fucking special forces veteran. Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, I gotta check my pride. I can't sit I have to sit with the wall against me so I know who's coming through the door. All that kind of stuff. You absolutely, though, it's, yeah, you, I mean, you do, I mean, you must, right? Like maybe subliminally in my head, right. You know, I think the next time, we'll look, I mean, I've been having great sex since, guys. So don't
we
worry
all know.
About me.
Yeah.
It's all, over the, yeah. Shannon, stop telling people what we do. So yeah, you're right though. It was, but I think everybody has an awkward time at least, but that one, it was, it like broke the mold, I think, for me. As far as I'm being awkward after that, it's I'm good, whatever.
Right. It is like a thing because it's like coming because that's your first time. So to come out of the gate with that is so stressful. You know, if that's like down the road, you're like, OK, I kind of it's like a ropes course kind of thing where like I've had enough that I've had enough under my belt that I can kind of deal with this. But for that to be the first time, man, that's nuts, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did the kid go away eventually?
I don't know. I mean, this is the last time
you ran out of there, right?
I was
you
done.
Didn't even wait for him to go away.
Nah,
yeah, I would have waited. I think
this is before Facebook, so there was like you know, she couldn't follow me or anything like that. So it was good, clean bread.
What did you say to her? The reason why you're stopping mid sex and leaving? Did you tell her honestly?
Yeah, I was like, you got to. I said, really? She was like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "I gotta get out of here." I said,
"She thought you said Riri."
Yeah, I said I'm. Yeah, I was just like I'm really gay. I just found out I am gay. I have to leave. This would not be fair to you, my lady. You know, yeah, make it like you're the gentleman.
All right, Anthony DeVito, what's your worst date or weirdest sex story?
Yeah,
you fucked that retarded kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was banging on the door while this guy was to my mother. And I don't know. I was just trying to make a friend, but, you know, he was whatever. It's fine. You know, people are so jaded these days, I guess. this was later on. I went through like a real drought after, I think, in my early 20s. So, and I'm pretty shy. So for me to like approach a woman, you know, I've never really been good at that. Like something usually has to happen like that I can comment on or, you know what I mean? Like that, or they have to make the first move. It's very hard to just like, I've seen it in action and it amazes me, but I've never been able to do it. So I'm at a party and this with a friend of mine and he goes, I want you to meet my friend Reem. I think you're going to love her. She's great. So she comes over and yeah, she's really hot. And I was just trying to make conversation. I was like, hey, what do you do for a living? And she goes, I think. And right away, I should have been like, oh, she's like a little off. But I'm a little drawn to that. So I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. So guess what I did for a living? I was trying to flirt. So I said that I write romance novels for children. And which, you know, it's like, clearly that's a joke. That's not like a section in a bookstore. So, I was telling her about this, what I was working on. I was working on these like two dragons that fall in love midair. I'm like really going through the story. Yeah. And she's like, and I just think she has the same sense of humor that I do. So she goes, we got to meet up tomorrow night. Talk about your book. And I was like, yeah, like for sure. Like that means a date. So the next night I show up, I brought flowers. I met her at a restaurant and she's sitting in the back and she's got a stack of dragon books in front of her. I swear to God. And she was like, yeah, like
looking
she for
your
real
book.
Was like wanted to write this dragon book with me.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is like before I started doing comedy, and like when before I started doing comedy, you're just like you're like kind of funnier off stage because you're looking for comedy more. So I was like, I have to have this story to tell my friends. Like, let's do it. Like, worst comes to worst, I write a dragon book with this girl. Like, that's not that bad of a night. So, so we try, but like, you also like understand the limits of your imagination. Like, after an hour and a half, I was just kind of saying Lord of the Rings plot, and she just hadn't seen it. So she was just like, this is great. And I'm like, yes, this is a Tolkien book. Like, this is, yeah. This is So I'm like, you know, enough hours go by where you're like, you're just like, all right, I think I've got my story. I'm going to leave. I kind of can't take any more of this. I've also like, I thought I was going to have sex. I thought, you know, I've been in a drought, so this is perfect. And I was like, I'm going to go. But then she kept like roping me in with like mixed signals, kind of like I do remember at one point, like she touched my hand. And she goes, we're going to be up all night. And I was like, we are. And she goes, well, how else are we going to get this chapter done? And what she said. So then finally I was like, all right, enough is enough. I went to leave and her friend came in, and her friend was, as she was like, oh, this is a guy I've been telling you about. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm on my way out. And then her friend, she undid her coat and she had like a bunch of books about gemstones and rocks. And her friend wanted to help write the book. And so I got out of there.
Anthony, wait, we have to take a pause because I want to hear the end of the story. All
right. Yeah, I'll go get my Ethernet cable. Okay. No problem. Hang on one second. Sure. I apologize.
Okay.
I can finish it. So what happened was those two chicks, they started like making out together. And then I was like, whoa, my boner's here, ladies. So my 10-inch penis comes out and I'm smacking them both in the face with my huge cock. And then I just fucking, I'm like, one of them's like, I want it. I want it. And the other one's like, no, I want it. I want it. And then, you know, when a story goes on too long,
it was right around then I said, I think it's about time we write chapter 69.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, totally. It's like you tell the end of the story, then you got to freeze up. You got to make that fake freeze, you know? And then I started to just froze up. Sex is good though. Doesn't everybody love sex?
I don't know anymore.
It's all right.
You know, when was the last time you had sex, Shannon? Did they say like a year?
Oh no, it's been almost 3 years. It'll be three years next month.
Great. Why do you do that to yourself?
I'm not doing it on purpose.
Come on. People don't approach you all the time. People must approach you
all
the time.
No, she's doing it to herself for sure.
I'm not doing it to myself. People don't approach me all the time. But also right now, I mean, like in the state of the world, like I'm not meeting new people really. You know, the only new people I come across are comedians.
Nobody.
That come into the studio. That's really it.
Successful, funny, rich people. That's it. Those are the only people that you're
comedians
coming
are. What comedians are you around?
We've seen a couple of high rollers come into that studio. Gas Digital. So, but I mean, there's got to be guys. Like, well, you should definitely go out with a comedian. I mean, you're practically in the family of all that stuff.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to date a comic for real.
I don't see how you're not.
I don't know.
Or you just bounce from like guy to guy. And I feel like that's where you're going to end up and be happy is fucking, because who else are you going to be? You can't be with anybody boring at this point.
No, definitely not.
Right.
But I don't know. It's going to be a real big reveal once I finally like get with somebody. I have no idea.
You're not going to find a funnier guy at all out of the realm. You're going to go out with guys and they're going to be like, well, all my friends tell me I'm hilarious.
I can't, when I'm scrolling on Tinder and someone is like, it's either like something about like, you have to understand the language of sarcasm or something, or people tell me I'm the funny guy, whatever. I'm like, swipe left. like instead say something actually funny in the profile and then I'll believe you. But I just deleted Tinder because of their privacy update things. It was just, they were too much. It's like, if you're going to steal it and I don't know about it, that's one thing. But if you're going to put it in my face, what you're taking, it's a little much. So I have to download. It was a whole thing about like, they need access to, like, you have to check off like 5 things about what they need access to and like information they're going to use. And I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Remember what they were?
Because I was just annoyed by it and I just deleted the app.
I'm wondering if it's like some kind of AI to find you a match.
No, I think it's actually, I read an article about Tim Cook from Apple and about how, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook was pissed off because in the latest iPhone update, they were making it so you would have to actually agree to letting other apps use your information. And they were pissed because they're going to lose money from the targeted ads and stuff by making you do that. So I'm assuming it may have something to do with that.
Is this any better?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh, perfect. Oh, great. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
you're good, man. I told him the rest of the story.
Oh, great. Yeah, you were there, man. You know how this goes, man. This is one of our favorite. This is like a vaudeville bit that we do, man.
It's like a Tarantino movie. Everything kind of just starts to blend in.
Yeah. I would actually be curious to where you would think it actually goes. It doesn't. It's kind of anticlimactic, but
You gotta listen to the show.
I think it had a way happier ending than what yours is gonna have.
Shannon got it. Key words.
Okay, so the roommate came in. She had the gem book. She wanted to help.
Yes. So she brings in her roommate, and I think like. I don't know what I was like, oh, what's going to happen here? Like kind of thing. And then the roommate undoes her coat and she has like all these books about like dragon stones and like crystals and stuff like that. And I was kind of like, all right, I'm out. Like I'm done.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was crazy. So then the next day I'm telling my friend and I'm like, yeah, Reem is like, she's a little bit strange. Like, oh, this was like this weird encounter. And he was like, no, man, she wanted to have a threesome and she thought you were weird.
What?
That's exactly. I was like, "Who goes about it like that? That's crazy, right?"
No, that's like such a loss.
I know.
Oh my god! When I hear stuff like that, you feel like you're like a best friend's dad just died.
Like, oh. I feel like it's like when you're watching like a sitcom and you're hearing both characters' like thoughts as it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's this one doing? What's that one doing? So I guess So I have a question though. While you were writing this book. Was it a children's children's love story with dragons? Was that what you were writing?
I wasn't really writing the book. During the meeting of the writing of the book. Yeah, I think it was more dragons. Children weren't involved. It was just going to be geared towards children because they were dragons. Now, we were steering clear of children. That was earlier on plot development talks.
So I think you should. I think you should corner the market in children's romance novels.
Yeah, I mean it's out there. Look, somebody's just got to be brave enough to
that's
do it.
That's unbelievable. I mean, because I'm stoned out of my mind, but that is the funniest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. Children's romance novel. Like either way, it's just horrible. It's either it's like two kids making out, or it's just a man raping a child.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, she'll know it's a joke because that's so crazy. But then she was right in the pocket.
But when you knew, though, that she was actually interested, did you try to fix it?
No, yeah, we were both too far gone at that point. I think we were like, when you're younger, too, like Anthony was saying, like, you don't know. Like, now you could, like, check that up to, like, it wasn't funny, and you do what you really want to do. But when you're younger, it's like, you don't know how to make that sort of sophisticated move, I think.
Yeah. And you can't like recover.
You gotta understand something with women. When two women are gonna be in a threesome, that you gotta it's like an equinox. You gotta time that shit properly. Yeah. Like the moon has to line in with Jupiter and the sun because that doesn't happen. Like a guy and a guy, if you want Shannon, if you wanted two guys to have sex with you, there's already in the chat. I've already seen four messages.
Yeah,
two guys are willing right now to have sex with you together, whatever, you know, but to be like, listen, I want you and another girl to have sex with me. Really? What does she look like? What is she into? You know, all this stuff. And I'm really not feeling too good. My stomach hurts tonight. I can't do it tonight. Can we do it in 2 months? You know, like it's always something. So that's why I feel so bad for his loss.
I appreciate like, that, man. And I especially too, at 5'6", it's like you're never going to get that again, you know?
At 5'3", you don't get it once.
That's fair. I'm sorry, Angela. I wanted everybody to hear that. You don't come off as 5'6".
I've never seen you shut up before. When you've never made way when I started talking.
Wait, repeat it one more time.
Oh, is this like a will they, won't they moment?
No, it is not. No, I'm just making fun of how short Maddie is.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Kevin Hart, I believe, is also 5'3".
It's what I'm clinging on to.
And hung like a horse.
Yep. Both of us.
I've heard that too.
I heard little guys like Maddie. Like Maddie, what are you, like 5'4", 5'5"?
No, he's 5'3".
I said it. I'll take it, though.
I would bet $100 that you're packing fucking major heat.
I'm okay.
I'm just gonna say it.
I've had no complaints from either of them.
Yeah, because I can't breathe.
But
from his girlfriend of 17 years, no complaints.
Yeah. Yeah, or the slob I was with before that. Nah, neither one. Never mind. I'm going to take a second here to let all the fans of the show over the age of 21 know that I got something they're going to love, and that's HempireDirect.com. You might be asking me, now, Maddie, why am I going to love this? Well, they can legally sell you Delta-8 THC in 42 states. That's why you're going to love it. And I'll tell you right now, I tried the Mahi Cookie Vape, and it's fantastic. And Hempire Direct is priced to keep you high. And when you use promo code GASDABS, you're going to get $5 off any of their products. So you can get, for instance, Delta-8 THC distillate syringes for dabbing for $15, Delta-8 gummies for $15, 1 gram of Delta-8 dab diamonds for $15, and a lot more. Like I said, I've been using the Mahi Cookie Vape, and it's great. So once more, that's HempireDirect.com for high-quality, lab-test-verified Delta-8 THC. Use the promo code GASDABS at checkout for $5 off anything you order. And if you go to their site right now, you can enter for a chance to win a $999 dab rig. That's awesome. So last time, check out HempireDirect.com, or you can go ahead and click the link in the episode description and use the code GASDABS for $5 off your order. Let's get back into it.
Okay, guys, so we're going to move on to the next segment, which is bad things.
Bad things with you.
And this is the part of the show where we talk about fight stories, physical altercations that you've been in. And I always forget to mention the Jimmy Martinez clause, though I don't think it needs to be applied today, but I'll say it anyway. The Jimmy Martinez clause is no murder is allowed in the story. So
I feel like we can sum up which guests are not going to fucking like have that story, you know?
No confessions. I've been fooled a lot. I feel like with Jim Florentine and the lead singer of the Struts, I really thought that Jim Florentine was going to have the fight story and the lead singer of the Struts was not. And it was the opposite. Jim Florentine had no fight stories and the Struts guy had more than one.
Yeah. The Struts. Yeah. When you're in bands, I guess you fight a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, I would think so. But he got his ass kicked also. It was good. It was a good episode. Go back and listen to that one, guys. Okay. I'll start with you again, Anthony Zenhauser. If you've been in multiple fight stories, then the most memorable one.
Well, I'll do the one that kind of ended in love.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Cause that's a good one. We were kids, like in our early 20s, we used to go down to this place called, what was it called? Not Coyote Ugly. It was called the Red Rock Inn on West 17th and 10th Avenue. It was one of these kind of like Coyote Ugly biker bars, you know, and people would just, it was one of those
dancing on the bar.
Places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's just places you want to go at 20. So we're there, we're drinking and stuff. We're drinking all night. Usually we stay out till like 3 a.m, you know, New York City. So after the last call, we're walking out and my friend decides to do his impression. He calls it the Spider-Man where you, of course, when you're wasted, you run over cars. You just start getting up on cars and just start running all over them.
Oh,
shouting your Spider-Man. Because that's what Spider-Man did, I guess. all those epic CGI scenes of him running on cars drunk. So he picks the fire. He runs on one that's not empty. All we hear is "Yo, motherfucker!" like that. Wow. He gets off the car, and these four huge black women come out of the car. And I said, "What the fuck, motherfucker?" You know, I'm not being racist. That's what I heard.
No, that's what they do.
That time. Okay. So yeah, motherfucker. You know, just kind of street shit. Yo, motherfucker. You know, well, what the fuck you think you're doing? You know, blah blah blah.
There was no white boy in there.
They grab now. So they grab my friend, and two of them just start like wailing on him, like just going crazy. So the other one is watching. I'm trying to talk to her. I'm like, yo, stop. So I get them to stop, and then she's like, so what's going on, motherfucker? What are you guys doing? And she's like smoking a fucking blunt, and I'm going, listen, what's your name? I just ask her what her name is. She's like, you know, whatever it was, Charisse or whatever, you know. Yeah. I said, can I get a hit of that? So she gives me her blunt. So I start smoking our blunt together. I'm like, listen, I'm really sorry about this whole thing. You know, he's just a dumb guy. And, you know, we're going to get out of here. She was like, all right, cool. She's like, but you can't be doing that shit, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're trying to smoke weed and you guys are fucking our shit up. I'm like, all right, that's fine. So I like telling that story for two reasons. One, because I was able to break up a fight. And two, my friend got the shit kicked out of him by two fat women.
Wait, so did where's
classic
the love?
Spider-Man tale?
Right.
Where's the love there, though? Did you guys make friends? Did you guys hang out?
Yeah, I feel like I really kind of reached her. I feel like me and Charisse, like we fucking we found a common ground with marijuana, and then we took that bud of peace. You know, we had that trust bud, and it was nice. You know, and then they stopped killing my friend, which was nice.
Was she attractive?
If you like fat black women, yeah. I mean, I guess beauty is, you know, not, you know, it's under the fat.
There you go.
So I'm sure she was cute, but I would not my type.
Okay. Oh no. Is Anthony DeVito frozen again?
No. Is he?
I thought he was just very interested in your story.
He's very bored. He's like, yeah. That's it? That's your fucking great story, douche?
No.
He said he was tired early on.
I was compelled. I don't have a fight story. I was very compelled, man. I was hoping for the best between you and Charisse.
It's lagging a little bit. I feel like what he's doing is he's putting up just a screenshot of himself to take little naps when it's not his turn. Yeah, you're frozen.
No, my internet sucks, and I'm on my girlfriend's computer because my computer broke. So she doesn't have an Ethernet connection. So I just closed a bunch of windows, and I'm really hoping for the best.
Okay, well, you are lagging, but I can hear you. Okay, so we'll trudge through. So you said you don't have a fight story?
No, I mean I do. I don't have any like super exciting ones. I fought a lot when I was really younger because I had a really bad temper. But when I was older, once you get older, you start to realize like your own strength and your size and like in accordance with other people and like what they'll, you know, do to you. So you kind of, you know, you stop fighting people just because you're like, I'll get killed. Like that's what's going to happen. But I do remember there's one time where I was playing intramural basketball in college, and there were these guys, they were fighting amongst themselves. And I just went over to break it up. Like I went to University of Miami. It's a lot of big guys. A lot of the football players played intramural basketball. I am decent at basketball, so I played with them. And I just went to break it up. They're huge. It's like Vince Wilfork. And I'm like, come on, guys, like, you know, break it up. And then one of the guys, they were like local Miami guys who were big and they were tough against like the football team, basically. So one of the Miami guys just reared back to punch one of like Jonathan Vilma. And when he reared back, he hit me in the face and knocked me out cold.
Wow.
And that stopped the fight because I just remember them. I remember just a voice going, we got to make sure the boy is okay.
Wow. Yeah, so, KO'd on a backswing.
Yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
How much do you remember of that? Do you remember getting punched?
I remember getting punched, and then I remember I was just, you know, I just knocked unconscious. Like, I woke up. Like, anytime you get knocked unconscious, you feel like a year went by, and it's like a half a second went by. So I remember I woke up, like, my head was ringing, things were fuzzy, and they were like, little man, are you all right? Little man, are you okay?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hear that.
Fuck, man. That hit your head. I'm sure you hit your head on the way down.
Yeah, it was a pretty good rock. I had a headache for like, I'd say probably like 2 days, something like that.
Oh man, I'm just glad you didn't get a fucking concussion or something. Probably
I'm just glad I didn't get like the full impact. Like, I'd be dead, you know? Like, that was only like, that was the rear back to hit somebody. And that's like all I can take as a human.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm in the same boat with you. I try to stop that shit too.
Yeah.
But I like how your virtue, you're just like, break it up, people, break it up.
Yeah,
all right, guys, come on, we're all friends.
But you succeeded.
I never try to break it up.
You never do.
Not once. I'll walk by, but like, wouldn't dare hit him. Fuck that. I want to see fists swinging.
Plus, nobody wants to get involved with that shit. You always think you're going to do the right thing and stop a fight, but you know what? 9 times out of 10, you're like, I don't want to get messed up with. I don't want to get involved.
And because you never know when there's a crazy pants person. It's like that video we showed on Real S Podcast this week of the shooting in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Yeah. That shit was
where it's just neighbors. They're people who like at least are acquaintances and yelling about stupid bullshit, yapping at each other, and all three of them died. And it just like suburban people from Pennsylvania. It's just, you never know. It's so scary.
Probably should have had an idea when he came out with a pistol.
No, but that was after the fighting. They were just like yapping. He goes in, comes out, and then.
Nah, they were still talking shit. She was like, "Go ahead, do it," and he did it.
I think that video was dark. Looking for help at that point, at the end, and that's when he was like, "You should have kept your mouth shut."
Not the video I saw.
Well.
I thought that. Yeah, he lived. I didn't know he died. Would he shoot himself?
Yeah, he shot himself.
What a puss.
And he switched guns. Like, he shot them a bunch, went inside, took out an assault rifle, came out, shot them again, went in, paced around a little bit. And then, because I mean, I guess, you know, like, there's no getting out of that. There were witnesses.
What was going on? So, like, before that, what was that history between those two houses?
Oh, yeah. Who knows? But they said, I mean, in the articles, it says that the fight started over snow, like somebody putting the snow on the other person's lawn. But who knows?
You just never know what's going to get a fucking bullet in your head, right? You go out, you're going to shovel snow. You're like, the worst thing that could happen, I fall down today. Nope. Dead. Three people.
Where was this?
In Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Oh,
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You say. Didn't see the video?
No, I mainly watched Nickelodeon.
yeah, it's way lighter watching.
But listen, those two
little
people.
Rugrats, some Doug, you know?
Yeah.
Ah, Real Monsters is as scary as I want it.
Yeah, man, I'm mid Doug by that point, and honestly, I'm under the covers. So
we're all dating ourselves here, like Doug. Shit that hasn't been on for the past 30 years.
I really like Real Monsters. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
That was really good.
Which one is real? Real Monsters is in the plant comes to life, right? Which one's that?
No, that's Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, Little Shop of Horrors.
Wow.
What's Real Monsters?
That's a Nickelodeon monster show with the three main characters. It was like Monster School, right? They go to Monster School. They learn how to be monsters, like monster kids, I guess.
Yeah,
they go around horrifying children. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, okay. Like, all right, great.
It had the guy with the fucking, he held the eyeballs.
See that? I can remember that as like an image.
And
you know?
And the stick lady, she's like a candy cane, black and white. And then Icarus was the red fucking monster. He was the only scary one that would like get big and fucking scary.
Dude, they were green lighting everything back in the 90s. Like, it didn't fucking matter what you, dude, it's so hard to get a show these days.
Yeah.
But then it was so... like, all right, there's a hand with eyes on it. And
dude, that fucking show was awesome.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. I've got them now. But yeah. And what you were saying, man, is so right. You could get away. Every show was like Small Wonder. It was just like, I don't know, make the dad a ghost. It's fine. Like, so great.
That was a different one. Small Wonder was the robot girl.
Yes.
Right.
That one that you're talking about, though, is with Evie. And the thing is what you're thinking of, right? Oh, that he was an alien, the dad.
Yes, yes.
I was looking out of it this
up,
world.
Does it? I was looking it up the other day because it popped into my mind for no reason. This is great. I love that stuff. And my secret identity, this may be really, really old.
I've never heard of any of these.
You're a little younger, I think.
Oh, man. It was awesome.
Much younger.
Best.
Friday night in the 80s, man. Television was beautiful.
It was. Okay.
But those two people deserve to die is what we're trying to say, right?
Three.
Well, that one guy, sure. But
the guy may not have. The one guy.
The guy with the guns or the guy with the
wife? The one who killed two people?
That wife was going to get somebody killed someday. You know what I mean?
Like, was a real mouthpiece, huh?
What are you going to say, right? She had it coming.
She's like that woman that gets you in a fight at bars. Mm-hmm. And she's got the big mouth. And then you got to cash your checks. Fucking sucks, man.
All right. Well, speaking of real monsters and that other one, we're gonna move on to
seamless.
Johnny Carson over here.
We're gonna move on to the final segment, which is scary things. And this is the part of the show where we talk about weird, creepy, possibly paranormal, unexplainable experiences. Before we get into your guys' stories, Zach, Amico, we always like share recommendations to each other of shows to watch. And on Netflix, they just released a documentary, which I can't remember the name of, but you'll see it, I'm sure, as soon as you log on. And it's a documentary behind the Cecil Hotel, which, if you don't remember, it's where the footage about like 8 or 9 years ago came out of the Asian girl in the elevator, and she was acting all crazy, and then they found her in the water tank on the roof. So have you never heard that story?
I've heard that. Yeah, I've never heard that.
No, like I said, it's not part of my programming. Oh, but that sounds vast. That sounds terrifying.
So
was it on TGIF? Then probably not.
I'm sorry, it's my mistake.
It after Alf and before
just the 10 of us or just the 8 of us?
Yeah, just the 10 of us.
So what happened was this Asian girl from Canada, she was vacationing in California. Her and her friends stayed at the Cecil Hotel, and then she just disappeared, and all her stuff was still in her hotel room. Nobody could figure out, but it's all like, it's like Skid Row is where that hotel was. Obviously the girls didn't realize that when they went there. So they're searching, they're like, someone probably got her, you know, something happened. And then they found this footage on the elevator of her just like, it seemed like she was talking to somebody. She keeps peeking out of the elevator, looking both ways, going back in, and she's like moving her hands around in like erratic ways. It seems as if she's talking to somebody. And then days pass, and finally it's revealed that they found her body naked in the water tank on the roof. And the only way they found that is because people were complaining about the taste of the water in the building.
No.
Man. Wow. No. That's nuts.
So
were they getting thirsty? I mean, were they getting thirsty 2 hours later? little Asian humor, guys.
Yeah. Up until that point, it was just the movie The Hangover. Until turned out that happened. Damn.
The Changover.
Terrifying.
Yeah, the Changover. There you go.
So I don't want to reveal it. If you guys haven't heard how this ends and what the real explanation is, I don't want to ruin it. So, but check that out, the documentary on Netflix. It's really good. It's very interesting.
I've seen that video. That's scary, man. That's some creepy shit.
It really is. And there's also, because I just signed up for the trial of Discovery Plus, because I watch every single piece of garbage reality television, and it's all on that streaming platform. And they had the Ghost Adventurers, which is probably one of the shittiest of all the ghost hunting groups. They had one of the Cecil Hotel, because Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, stayed there for a while. Several other serial killers stayed there, murdered people. It's just a shitty, dark, evil place. And so the Ghost Adventurers went there, and they did this. It's really terrible. It's horrible. It's like everything that people make fun of with ghost hunters. They found literally no evidence, but everything, they're like, oh my God, this happened, that happened. It's so bad. But the documentary is good, so check that out. All right, guys. So I'll start. I guess we'll stay in the same order. Oh no, we lost him.
He's gone. That's it.
Welcome back, Anthony DeVito.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. No, my computer just locked me out for no reason. That's okay.
That's okay. The name of the documentary on Netflix is Crime Scene, The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel, just to wrap that up. Okay, so Anthony Zenhauser, What do you have a story about something that happened to you that is unexplainable?
Well, I'll make it short because it's really not that crazy. Well, I just, when I was a teenager, we used to go to this abandoned mine. I guess it was called the mines or whatever. It used to be like some iron ore mine in town. So we would hang out there and we would drink and stuff like that. And my friend started telling me that place was haunted. And, you know, it was one of those, I lived in one of those real woodsy towns where it was just scary. Like the woods at night, that's all you can do. And it was like always creepy to be in there, you know, and especially if you're in a place where supposedly like people died in. You know, like there was a lot of accidents that happened in the mine shaft. So we're all drinking and just keep talking about it and just getting weirded out. And we just keep hearing work like noises in the back of the woods. And we're like, what the fuck is that? You know, like just keep hearing like once in a while you hear a crack of a stick or some rustling or something. So it got like really weird, and we're all tense, and we're all just kind of like on point. And all of a sudden, this huge log comes thrown out of the woods, like it starts tumbling, you know, right towards us. And we just go, we just lose it. We just fucking get out of there. Like we to this day, nobody will fess up to being back there, you know, because you think maybe one of your friends that got called, you know, or something, and they're in the mm-hmm. back, you know, trying to. But to this day, like everybody swears that, you know, they don't know what happened. So it was just that it was like a scary moment of my time. So whether or not I saw a ghost or not, I didn't. But something like that will, you know, always like stay in your head.
Where was this? What woods?
I live in Peekskill, New York.
Okay. Are there bears there?
Upstate. Yeah, there's bears there. Nice. Sure. There's black bears and stuff like that. But I mean, this thing was like chucked, like it's like a strongman competition. Like it was thrown. It was a dead log. It must have weighed God knows how much, you know, probably a few hundred pounds.
Yeah.
So can unless it rolled, that? I don't know. Can bears probably pick like shit knock up? It.
I don't think so.
I mean, it could have just like, fell.
Yeah.
Who knows? Sure. Like, but at the right time, at the right place, with everybody there. Like how many times, how many times does that usually happen in the woods all the time, but you're never there. Right. But then you hear it that one specific time and you're like, oh, that's ghosts.
Trees falling down?
Yeah. Does anybody hear it?
How do you what do you think it is now as an adult looking back at it? What do you think it was?
I mean, yeah, why not ghosts? I don't rule it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't give you another plausible explanation for it other than what the obvious. Maybe it rolled down and maybe it just rolled down a hill. It just caught at that time and broke.
Sasquatch, somebody just said. I like it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Which would be amazing if there was. I mean, you know, I live in an area where the number one UFO sightings are in the country at Beacon,
really?
New York.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Beacon, New York is one of those, the highest in America, one of the highest sightings for UFO encounters. And it is, like, it gets real weird sometimes. And I'm sure I've seen some of that stuff, too. Like, you just see things and boom, they just go. You know, happens all the time.
I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before, but in Oklahoma, they tried, or I believe they're in the process of passing a bill making it legal to hunt Bigfoot. This is real. This isn't fake. And but he said that he didn't want people to kill it if they found it. They just wanted them to trap it. And if they were able to trap a Bigfoot, they would get a $25,000 reward.
That's it?
And
Yeah.
You could fuck your hand for that.
Yeah.
What defund the police people are those? They're like, don't kill them. Don't kill them. You got to keep them alive. It's like, fuck you. It's a 3,000 whatever year old, what is it, 300 pound ape?
I guess what they're trying to do is just like boost tourism maybe, but it's like they're putting it through legally, like a bill for law.
They're taking it. They're using your money, your tax money, to make a law.
Bigfoot exactly.
Hunting season is open. Yeah. So you know what's going to happen? A lot of like hairy, big men are going to get shot in the woods. It's going to happen.
This is a good idea. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Make that $25,000. You split it both ways with the guy that caught you. Right. This is not a bad idea. What you're saying about tourism too, it's like that's really who you want in your state, just a bunch of people who think Bigfoot exists and they're hell bent on trying to trap him. That seems like just being populated with the craziest people on earth.
And they should just drop a bomb there, like in the middle of the hunting season, and just get rid of all those people.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that, Shannon. Maybe another solution, but, you know.
I mean, I'm on board, depending on where we're dropping
ideas.
That bomb.
I'm just throwing ideas out there.
For sure. Yeah, springtime, early on.
The springtime is flat earther season. So that's when those people come in. And then the Bigfoot people come in the winter. So you get both. It's like the Poconos. You gotta work out the seasons.
Okay, Anthony DeVito, do you have a weird story to share?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I know it's not a ghost, but I thought it was. I grew up in a basement, and it was just real dark and scary and real like desolate. So I would run upstairs when I thought there was like a ghost in the basement. It was just all black, so I just didn't know it was out there. So if I heard a noise, I would run upstairs top speed because I didn't want the dark to get me. And I would run into my grandmother's room, and I'd sleep with her when I was really young. And then I thought there was one night where death was chasing me. And it was just her robe that was on the back of the door. But I got it in my head that death would come. Death said for some reason that it was going to come and get me on this day in a year. But then I forgot which day it was. So then I was just scared every night.
For a whole year.
you think you'd want to remember that one, right, Ant?
Yeah, I know. I was really kicking myself that I didn't jot down that date.
You should have written it down.
At least play the lotto. I always win on the day I'm going to die.
You know, I was like, I remember like being a little kid, and I'm like a really bad sleeper always. And I remember being like probably under 10, just like watching PBS at like 2 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. And there were a million like commercials, or like, you know, not a telethon, but like, you know, telethon commercials. And marathon, they were raising, no, but it was like, it wasn't a long thing. It was just like a commercial, but like telethon E, like asking you to send money to help this thing.
Oh, like an infomercial, sure.
Yeah. And they were talking about AIDS all the time. And I would see it so often that I'm like, I'm a kid, I don't understand what AIDS is, but I would see it so often. I'm like, God is trying to tell me that I have AIDS.
That's your conclusion. I love that.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I remember I was terrified of AIDS when I was a kid. That Waterfalls video came out. I was like, I thought I had AIDS from watching the video. I was like, I got it. I got to go get tested. Like, yeah, man, I was petrified of getting it well before I ever had sex.
How old are you?
Like I said, 22 years old. But
dude, I guess because I was such a loser, I didn't get laid till I was in my 20s. But I was like, I think I missed the AIDS epidemic. I think it wasn't even a problem anymore when I was having sex.
Oh no, this was well before I was having sex. I was a teenager. I didn't even masturbated yet. And I was like, I'm already riddled with AIDS. Such a lost cause.
Yeah, the same for me. I didn't understand that it was something you got from having sex or any of that stuff. I just knew it was like a bad thing.
Totally.
And I kept seeing these commercials, and obviously that meant I had it and God was telling me.
Same.
But so you've never had a weird thing happen to you personally that was like a dream that ended up coming true, or a sleep paralysis episode?
I have nightmares all the time, but I've never really had anything that like I can say like even like Anthony's story where I'm like, oh, it's a mystery to this day about what it was. Like usually whatever's happened, like I'm able to qualify it with like, oh, that was that thing. It wasn't just like some sort of force in the air. But yes, no, I have nightmares almost every night, which, you know, I mean, you know, they're not going away.
Are they recurring? Are they like the same? Are they recurring? Are they like the same theme?
They'll differ. You know, usually it's some kind of demon that's after me. But then sometimes it's just like my mom won't stop talking. Like that happened the other night. My girlfriend said, in your sleep, you said, just stop, mom. And really, I was just talking to her on the phone and she just wouldn't stop. And it was just frustrating.
What a fucking, that's like one of those things you wake up, you're like, oh, what a waste of a dream that was.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just, I was more mad that like it brought me to that level. You know what I mean? Because usually that amount of fear or terror is reserved for like a supernatural force that's after me. Yes. Or I've killed someone and I'm on the run and I feel shame about it. But just, it was literally me and my mom talking over the phone and she just wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise and I couldn't take it any longer.
Did you ever tell her that?
I haven't, I mean, I've told her that all the time and she refuses to change her pattern of behavior, but I haven't told her about the dream yet. No.
You have to tell her.
Yeah, I gotta tell her.
You gotta tell her.
I'm always scared that I'm going to get murdered in some way now as an adult. And the other night, and I think this is
Jesus
because on, on the show,
what a heavy thing to lay on a group of people.
When I get murdered though, there's going to be so many clips of me saying it. And they'll just be playing on the news. Like, oh, she knew. It was
No, you're not going to get murdered, baby. I'm going to tell you right now. It's not going to happen. You don't know that.
Don't give her a false hope.
No, the percentage is in her favor. You know, you're fine. You're going to be okay.
That's what they tell you.
I love a man who knows the exact murder percentages and could rattle them off.
Shannon, just buddy up. It's a buddy system. All right. Just don't stop being a chicken walking by yourself everywhere.
I know. I don't go out at night. Well, anyway, that's a different thing. I don't go out at night anymore by myself. I am like, I've really gotten, it's really taken over my thoughts. But in a couple weeks ago, we talked about on the show, some like crazy DMs that I've gotten from, I assume like listeners of the show. And so I read some of them and I didn't reveal who it was, but they were just so discombobulated, incoherent. Like they were sentences that kind of made sense, kind of didn't, but he made references to like other shows on the network. It was just a very weird thing. And I think that's what led to this dream that I had, that I had a dream that I was like living with my parents, but like friends were also living there. And I went out to a club or a bar and all of a sudden I looked to my right and someone tapped my shoulder and it was this guy. And in my mind, I knew that this was a guy that was like stalking me. And I was like, why are you here? Like, get away. And then like the bouncers took him out. And then the next scene in the dream, I'm in this house that I'm living in and he's in the house.
Jesus.
And he's just right there. And I'm like, holy shit. And like, it was just several scenes like this of, I couldn't get away from this guy. And no matter how many locks were on the door, like he found his way in no matter what. And it's like freaking terrifying.
You're just a fucking living tragedy.
I hope not. Man, I'd like to be a living tragedy. I don't want to be a dead one.
And that's pretty heavy, man. Yeah, sometimes my mom I can't tell her to, you know, stop. But yeah, that's scary too, though. You know, let's, you know, that for sure.
You have flashbacks?
Yeah. Do you feel like that's like maybe it's imagery for, you know, maybe something you want to do with your life, or maybe like having a kid at some point, and you feel like something's like, you know, in the kind of like following you, something is.
Are you talking about me or Anthony?
Oh, Anthony.
I was confused too.
I'm sorry, Shannon. Do you feel that, like maybe like that, a feeling of not being able to control something following you? Like it seems like there's like a something that's trying to get you, and maybe it's a poignant part of your life that you're entering, or maybe your career.
I think it's quite literal, because that I'm like very scared of that same thing happening. Like there was in my last apartment that I lived in, this really freaked me out. And I try not to think about it. And I hate that I'm thinking about it at night now, but in my dream, I dreamt that somebody broke into my apartment, and in that, like my bedroom was all the way in the back and the living room was all the way in the front. And I dreamt that somebody came in. I don't remember the rest of the details of it, but when I woke up in the morning, I forgot about the dream for a second, and I go into the living room and my door was open.
Oof. What do you mean open?
It was open. Jeez. Not just unlocked. It door was open. A jar. Yes. It was
open. To the apartment or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's like two doors. Like you have to, like, there's a door to like the whole house, and then my door. And yeah, my door was open.
Did you ever hear those stories of people living in people's attics?
Oh yeah.
And them not even knowing it. That is some crazy shit.
Yeah. In a supermarket. There was one story recently where somebody was living in like the ducts of a supermarket, which that's the place to choose.
Like Tom Hanks in The Terminal. Cool. Man, I used to do a thing when I was a kid. That story, like when I used to think it was a ghost, like where there would be these like just noises in the basement. They're just house noises probably. But I would always scream at the ghost. I would go, "You coward!" coward. Face me, you coward. Because I thought like it was just like the ghost would be like, all right, this guy's got some moral backbone to him, you know. I owe it to this to fight him on equal grounds kind of thing. But man, that living room thing is you might want to move, to be honest.
I did. I don't live there anymore.
Oh, good. All right.
It's a different place now. Man. Yeah, I just don't want that to happen here. It's terrifying.
Wow. See, when you would say, face me.
Yes.
Face me. You'd be like, oh, he's like a theater fag. And just like, got out of there.
Yeah, they would go, I don't want to see this guy's one-man show. I'm dead, but I can't take this.
Come at me.
Yeah, I had a skull in my hand.
A rapier.
Okay, so from Anthony Zenhauser's story, I can say that you do believe that ghosts are a possibility, right?
Definitely. I think the supernatural or things that we don't know exists, and why not embrace it as a possibility?
And so, Anthony DeVito, I couldn't really tell from your stories, do you believe that ghosts are a possibility?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's so much, I think, that we don't understand about the universe. So, yeah, why not throw them in the ring? It seems appropriate to me.
I like it. I'm currently collecting ghost hunting equipment for us to finally go on our first ghost hunt. I have to order another piece this week, but all of it is like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I was like, maybe I'll spend $100 altogether and we'll have a bunch of fun stuff. It's not working out that way.
I gotta say, your group chat is so polite. I've never seen polite people chatting on a stream show before. It's always a bunch of N-words and
oh, not this show.
Like, yeah, we're gonna have to step it up a little bit, guys.
Absolutely not. No, I think the really super fans of the show are along the line of the show. And this isn't like a say the N-word all the time show. And even in the chat when the show streams live on Gas Digital Network, it is like the nicest chat of
that's
any
nice.
Show.
That's nice. Yes. It's nice to have that, right? It's nice to have like a nice little shining star in that garbage dump.
Yeah, as soon as I leave the chat, though, they let him rip. But yeah. I appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to have a break, you know? You don't have to have your guard up. It's just nice to have a couple hours that you could kind of just relax.
I agree. Thank you guys for being awesome. All right, we're going to wrap up. We'll do a quick round of plugs, and I'll let you guys go. Start with you, Maddie. What do you got to plug?
Instagram, Jester Skulls. That's it.
Okay, Anthony Zenhauser, what would you like to plug?
Yeah, you can just check me out at everyone's got the same plugs in the pandemic. check me out at the Zen Comic, creepycorner.nyc is my website to all my show links. I have 3 free video shows up every week, and I have a new show, either audio or video out every week. So check it out, creepycorner.nyc.
What would you like to plug?
Did you ask me? Sorry, I think the thing lagged again.
Yes.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, what the fuck, Shannon? Fix your shit.
No, my bad. So I didn't know. No, not at all. It's on my end. Yeah, man, just follow my, listen to my podcast, The Rad Dude Cast. I do it. It's myself, Greg Stone, and Brendan Ayer. And it, you got it anywhere. And then follow
Rad Dude. Oh, man. Had to happen during his plugs.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's all right. And we'll.
Hold on, Anthony, you got to do it again because nobody can hear your plugs.
I feel bad.
Oh, like, yeah, no worries. Yeah, I'm sorry that my internet stinks. Yeah, man, just
no. No.
Podcast,
hold on. We're doing so good for a while. All right, go.
I'll try it again. Yeah, just listen to my podcast, The Rad Dude Cast. Follow us on Instagram at The Rad Dude Cast.
Rad Dude Cast. I like that.
I'm going to bring up, hold on. I should have done this while you were lagging. I'm looking up. I'm going to pick 2 winners for free pieces of merch this month.
Oh, shit.
It's on now.
But before I do that, follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. There and my Twitter is where I post when we're about to record the Zoom stream. So if you want to hang out in the Zoom recording, follow me there and you can find out when we're taking submissions. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also listen live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's for free. But if you want to take part in the lovely, friendly live chat that happens during the show, get the HD stream, access to every single show that we've ever done, as well as the 20-something other Gas Digital shows, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code TTI. You get a 2-week free trial plus access again to all the other shows on the network. If you hate it after 2 weeks, it's risk-free, so you can delete it. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. I finally put in the request for the white hoodie with the unicorn emblem on it, so that should be out when this airs. That's it. I'm going to also order one. If you have stories to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it to the thing is, it's just a little one, podcast@gmail.com. And rate and review wherever you listen, especially iTunes or YouTube. Subscribe, rate and review, and tell a friend. That's what keeps the show going.
Tell two friends.
Or tell two friends. If you're hanging out with a group of people, which you probably might not be doing these days, but take their phone, go to the podcast app, and just hit subscribe on the thing is podcast. And it will
in fact, any phones you see lying around, just take them and fucking download the show.
Good rule of thumb in general.
Yeah. That's a lesson learned. Okay.
So or even better, just sell their phone and then send us the money. We'll take that too.
I'm not
Venmo at Jester Skulls.
No, don't do that, guys. Just subscribe to the show. Okay. Here's the first one. This is from Sand Punker. The subject title of the review is "The Real The Thing Is Ding." And they say that because somebody else kind of stole the show's title. And 5 stars. Hey, Shannon and Maddie, show is great. Supporting the show. Disappointed in Shannon for not making out with Lewis. I apologize. The other one is one white guy, Gas Digital's underground gem, 5 stars. Awesome show. Shannon is great. Maddie is all right. Miss Nate for sure. Hope he comes back. Check out the show. So to the two people that wrote those, send proof to the thing is podcast@gmail.com that you sent them, and let us know your t-shirt size and we will send you a free piece of merch. Thank you, everybody.
I'm going to ring the bell of victory for them.
That's terrible. It hurts everybody's ears. Everybody hates it. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for being on the show and for telling your stories. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.